Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a couple of games from this past week. And, Coach, we will start with your game on this past Saturday. You guys fell to Nemaha Central at home 56-45. You tell me that it's been just a struggle all season long to get onto a good start. You guys were unable to do that here. You regrouped and played them well in the second through the fourth quarters, playing them evenly for the final three quarters, but that first quarter where you guys fell behind really kind of made a difference.
Yeah, you know, we got down 10-0 pretty quick and called a timeout, and we regrouped, and, you know, we were able to score three pretty quick baskets out of the timeout, and I think we scored a basket with about 5 seconds left to make it 13-6, which was a lot better than the start that we had, and then they dribbled down and kind of drilled a half-court shot to make it 16-6 in the first quarter, but I believe we were down 8 going into halftime. And so, you know, we won the second quarter. The third quarter was pretty even, and same with the fourth quarter. And so we played, you know, that's been kind of the story of our entire season is, you know, we play everybody pretty tough, just down the stretch, you know, and just little miscues throughout the game that, you know, cost us some baskets. And like I said, offensively, we haven't really struggled getting open looks and getting good looks. Like we are okay at running offense, and we haven't been turning the ball over as much. It's just all year long, it's like, hey, there were 6 to 8 baskets, the probably high percentage shots that really needed to go down for us to be able to compete with the Sabethas and the Nemaha Centrals. And, you know, congratulations to Coach Thomas for his 500th win. That was, you know, it's kind of pretty amazing to coach against a guy like that. But, you know, the one thing we did do is we shot free throws really well for the first time all year. We were 17-24, and that kept us in the game. And we had been shooting, you know, close to 20 free throws a game on a, you know, 4 or 5 game stretch. And that, you know, was kind of what we've been preaching and emphasizing. So I hope we can continue to find our way to the free throw line.
And after that, you guys fell to Holton on the road 54-50. And again, you mentioned it, another slow start. Then you guys were able to get close in the last 5 minutes, but couldn't quite just get over the hump in this one.
Yeah, and Holton, I thought, played really well, but this is probably the one game that I thought that our energy level was just low, and that, you know, Holton was playing with more energy than we were, and I thought we played a pretty bad half of basketball from our standpoint of just getting on the, you know, flying around on defense and moving on offense, and I think we were only down 24-18 and, you know, tied it up at some point in the third quarter before they went on a run. And kind of, I thought, with 5 minutes left in the game, then it looked like we finally started to play harder than them and close the gap pretty quick. And, you know, by that time we were, you know, down 4 in the final minute. And one of their players hit a pretty big 3-pointer right there in the final minute as we were kind of running around and trying to trap them. So kind of, you know, same thing where we play a lot of games down to 1 to 2 possessions and just can't seem to come away with the victory. And, you know, I hope some of that has to do with, you know, a lot of sophomores being out on the court and trying to find their way a little bit. But, you know, look, we got the second and third team of in our Big Seven coming up again with Perry, who's probably I believe sitting in second in standings, and Nemaha Central sitting in third. And, you know, hopefully maybe on Friday night we can come out with some energy and surprise Perry. And like I said, the sub-state kind of seems like it's wide open right now. So if we can figure some things out, at least I'm still pretty optimistic at the end of the season here.
Yeah, and kind of getting into the sub-state here, you guys are currently in seventh. You guys are currently behind Pleasant Ridge. They are 4-13. You guys are 4-14, tied with McLeod. Acacia has given you guys the tiebreaker for the moment. And in these final two games, trying to find some positive things, like you said, but at the same time trying to look forward to those matchups that are possible. What are some of those matchups that are possible that you're looking at in the sub-state tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, we have to make, you know, most likely maybe even play the play-in game at this point, but because there's 9 teams in our sub-state. But, you know, we're obviously, it looks like we're going to be matched up with a Horton to start the season, or at a Mar Hill to start the season. And like I said, looking at some of their scores of who they played and who they beat and who they lost to, I feel like we, you know, kind of have a pretty good opportunity there to go get a win. I mean, Mar Hill really took it to us when we played them in the midseason tournament. And, you know, I don't know, hopefully that helps motivate us to get better than Mar Hill if that's who we have to play. Or we played Horton into an overtime game, so we played both of those teams that we're going to match up with in the midseason tournament. So hopefully we can learn from the mistakes we made in those games. And I honestly believe if we just come out and play our best basketball and play harder than the other team, that we, you know, have a chance to maybe beat anybody in our sub-state.
Still a lot of basketball to be played, and we look forward to talking to you again next week, as we'll actually have the physical brackets in our hands to kind of go over through the matchups for you guys and see a path for possibly you guys to get to state coming up here in a few weeks. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by M. Conniff-Wathena and Euler Law Office.